You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
If you're just joining us, we are Tom and Sandy's 805, bringing your 805 to life. Don't forget to check out our website, 805favorites.com.
And one of our favorites, of course, is 9021 Fa right there in Westlake Village. Now, that would be good for you today, Sandy. Some Fa soup.
Yeah, I think that would be
You know what? With some, you put those jalapenos in there, and I think you just kick it right out of there. Yep. But 9021 Fa is on 30990 Russell Ranch Road in Westlake. Call them at 818-597-1902. Keep in mind one thing. They do curbside pickups. So if you're trying to get home, you're in a rush, you don't have time to cook dinner, and you don't want to eat junk and you want to eat healthy, call them. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. The Fa soup is off the map. They do all kinds of rolls, fish, meats, everything. They got wine and beer in there. They're open till 10 o'clock at night now. It's just a really, really cool place. 9021 Fa. And we don't have the song for the hungry man.
We can sing it.
I'm going hungry.
No,
we can improvise.
Well, we can do the what is it? Hungry, hungry, hungry? Is that how it went?
I'm hungry. I'm
hungry. Hungry. I'm hungry.
But the current one is. No. Are you hungry?
Are you hungry?
What the heck? All right. Ratings on this show are going to drop to zero.
I mean, beautiful.
Come on, guys. What's going on, Jason,
Good
with Everybody's
morning.
Hungry?
Good morning, everyone. And it is another great Saturday where the Hungry Man segment is brought to you by Tom and Sandy Live. The marketing power and energy that Tom and Sandy bring to the worlds of entertainment, food, and music in the 805 is unmatched. If you need help with your brand's reach and recognition throughout the 805, then you need Tom and Sandy Live. Call us at 805-570-5636 for marketing opportunities, rates, and consultation.
Now, I can say one thing. Sandy, you ought to be very thankful
that
we aren't emceeing an event tonight. Then you'd have a real long day.
I would have a long day. I'm like counting down the hours going, if I can just make it till.
What's your latest thing you got to do today?
I think I could probably be home around, I don't know, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
And after that, I'm just going to die.
Just dive into the bed, right? That's what you're doing.
Exactly. But make sure you save up that energy because somebody's going to call for an event. You know, you guys.
Not today.
No. But somebody's going to call for an event.
Yes.
I'm actually proof of Tom and Sandy's marketing power with the Hungry Man and the Everybody's Hungry brand. We've been reaching out to some other events. I'm actually going to be a judge at the Costa Pacific Alliance Food Festival.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
So congratulations.
Tom and Sandy do have that power out in the 85 to get your brand out where it needs to be.
Well, one thing I want to point out, as far as you go, when we met you, you were homeless with no shoes. Now you're driving a Rolls Royce. I mean, that's all I can say.
And sprinkling salt on the counter.
Sprinkling salt on the counter.
Okay, so talk about this salt that you have. You've got like, I don't know, a dozen different brands.
Yeah, we got 13 different salts. Today's segment is going to be all about salt. So if you're feeling bland, if you're feeling blasé, time to tune in and season up a little bit. When we look at...
I like that. That was good.
When we look at the world of food, especially now, salts are really high on kind of the highlight list.
Mm-hmm.
Chefs are using all different sorts of salts, both in their cooking and as finishing. And that's one thing we want to make sure there's a distinction. And there's a few different categories, depending on how you want to break them up. There's your basic table salt, which is a lot of baking and a lot of dessert kind of focus. There's your kosher and your sea salts, which are used in cooking, but also as a finishing, depending on the style. And then there's the real finishing or infused salts. So each one of those can kind of have a subcategory, but those are kind of the main three: table, kosher, sea, and then infused and finishing.
Just by looking at this, Sandy, you know, we need to take a picture of this and put it on Facebook.
I am. I'm going to take a picture.
This is really
right now.
Cool. But just by looking at this, I'm starting to think to myself, my God, you know, like I had a lot of green beans, you know, and I put, what?
Do you have a green one?
No. But what I am saying, and let me finish, please. I put pepper and salt on it, and I use the salt from Trader Joe's. It's your ground salt, and you put it on. But you could change the entire flavor. And now I understand why all these chefs are so good. They're just using different salt.
Most definitely. And like you said, it's going to give you different flavors.
Yeah.
They also offer texture sometimes. They offer different aspects in terms of how they're heightening the other ingredients. You know, salt has been around for ages. It's been around since ancient Egypt and...
It's part of the earth. It's just a mineral.
It's exactly
part of the earth.
It was around since the beginning. And when we talk about trade and the use in cooking, it's been around since ancient Egypt and... China. There's records of it far back as a currency, and as using actually the word salary comes from salt in origin. The Roman soldiers used to be paid partially in salarium.
Salarium?
Which is a derivative of sal, S-A-L, or salt. And they would give part of their pay as salt, and they could actually go out and trade that and exchange that for curing. And
yeah, I was going to say, you can cure meat with salt, so you don't have to, because they didn't have refrigerators.
Exactly. And it does preserve foods, and it also slows microorganisms and bacteria growth, which is where that preservation, a lot of jerky came in. You know, when we look at the Old West, one of the main staples was jerky.
And that's jerky, the way sodium. A lot of sodium in jerky. Yeah.
But the sodium is good for your body, too. It helps regulate blood pressure and circulation, and it's a central nutrient. So we actually have, I believe it was 8% salt in our body already. Mm. So we need to maintain that at a certain level in order to keep our systems running healthy.
Right.
When we look at all the salts that are on the table, again, there's like 14,000 uses. All these salts represent something a little different. So we have a Murray River flake salt. We have a red clay from Hawaii. Tom right now is eating the Cypress black lava. And all these salts are
providing... He's going to blow up.
I feel my blood pressure going up. Doctor told me not to have salt.
Easy, slow it down. But all these salts are provided by our friends over at Spicetopia, and they've got a huge range of salts. Again, as you mentioned, each one of these is going to add a little different texture, a little different crunch, also a flavor component.
That one's strong.
That one is strong.
So the real strong.
Salt is also naturally occurring in a kind of cubic form. So the one that Tom just ate, for the listeners, it actually looks like little squares.
Yeah, it does.
That's naturally occurring. But down even at the level where you can't see with the naked eye, the form is a cubic structure. So when you look at your table salts and that, although it looks like rocks and crystals, if you really were to drill down with a microscope, it's in a kind of a cubic form.
I just took a picture of it, and I posted it on Facebook so everybody could see all the different colors that we're seeing.
It's trippy. That salt is so...
It's pretty.
You ought to taste that salt. It's real strong.
Okay.
I mean, it's so much stronger than, say, table salt. As soon as you hit that, you go, wow.
And
that's
one thing when we talk about finishing salts, you don't need as much. You know, it's really going to heighten the other ingredients as far as their flavors. Sweet and salty is a classic combination that really works well on the palate. And
Payday bar.
Payday bars are awesome. You know, you get those salty peanuts and that little bit of nougat and chocolate, and it does work really well. A lot of caramels and chocolates today are also being sprinkled with salt. So it's just right on top, and it adds that, again, crunch, but also adds the salty aspect, because the salt is one-fifth of your palate and your taste buds. So it really plays along with all the other
products. God, it seems like it's more than that, because when you take salt out of a product, it just doesn't you don't have any taste almost, you know?
So a question, Jason. Did they tell you how to use that in recipes? I mean, do they teach you that?
They did not. I actually am learning right now, so I'm... Salts are new for me.
Okay.
I didn't play with a lot of unique salts when I was younger or in our family. We just kind of use the basic table salt and kosher salts. But I'm getting more and more into salts, and there's a lot of variety. Most of these salts I actually either use as a finishing salt, like a sprinkle over pasta or on meat at the finish, or I'm grinding it a little bit. As you see on the one black lava category, there's a little bit of a powdery component.
Right.
I actually put it in my herb grinder and ground it down from its original kind of rock structure into a more fine powder. I'm also putting it in brines and letting that salt melt down and really absorb in like my turkey and my roasts and whatnot.
Okay.
So that's a good way to kind of dissolve it and get those flavors. There are quite a few on the plate or on the paper that are also infused with flavor. One of them is a Durango hickory smoked and an applewood smoked that offer a really interesting insight into what a kind of a barbecue or an outdoor fiery woodsy kind of feel would be.
Right. Yeah, you know, now a lot of these salts you would use, I would assume, more in the cooking of a hearty type of product instead of just putting it on top of a salad.
Yeah,
you know, because they'd be overpowering to the salad.
They could be.
I would think.
In the right portions, though, they're actually really beautiful on a salad. I've used the applewood smoked salt with crumbled bacon bits and spinach in a salad. And as long as you don't overpower, again, my recommendation is take a little pinch between your forefinger and thumb and sprinkle it. You know, make sure you taste it before you sprinkle it. That way, especially if you're at a friend's house and they're giving you some salt, one, you want to make sure it's salt, and two, you want to make sure you understand what the flavor component's going to be. But they can be overpowering.
Yeah.
Because some of these are infused, like the smoked ones are really intense. There's an alderwood smoked salt that they have over at Spicetopia that is really powerful, and you want to be cautious of that. And the truffle salts that are here as well, there's black truffle and white truffle, they can be very pungent. And a lot of, you know, go to most restaurants nowadays, they've got truffle fries of some variation.
Sure.
Those, most of those restaurants are not cooking in truffle oil because it's too expensive. They're sprinkling a truffle-style salt over to give you the same aspect, the same aromas and flavor.
And we're thinking they're doing this marvelous job. They're just going over to Spicetopia buying some salt.
And Spicetopia is a good opportunity for people to experiment, too. They sell most of their salt in one-ounce bags. Mm-hmm. They're very reasonable, as low as $1.48 an ounce, depending on what kind of salt.
Wow.
So they, but there are some really interesting ones that can be a little more expensive. There are two on here also that are quite hot. So, we're, you know, spice is a big component nowadays. It does kind of kick some systems into order when you're eating. Flavor-wise, though, be cautious of the hot ones. Again, when we talked about using them sparingly, you don't want to overpower any dish you're using. But the ghost pepper and the smoked serrano that are on the paper right now are really nice. They give you the salt, the heat, and even a little bit of citrus aspect because, again, it kind of plays off of other flavors. But it can be intense.
Yeah.
Now, you brought with you a giveaway from Spicetopia.
They do, yep. We have a three-pack sampler. So they've got the Durango Hickory. They also have the Hawaiian Alea Red Clay. And the ghost pepper. So they want to give people, getting away from those mainstream salts and allowing them to try a few that are more unique.
Yeah, that would be fun to experiment.
It would. I mean, I'm just amazed at this because I would love to just take each one of these and try it on a steak, you know.
Right, to see what the difference is.
Because it's going to change it. Sure. I mean, boy, this one right here, what is that, black lava or something from Hawaii?
Yeah, the Cypress black lava.
I mean, that is seriously the strongest salt I've ever tasted.
And what's really cool, too, is about some of these infusions, they're using natural ingredients. You know, a lot of times when you get garlic salt, it's a pulverized ground garlic that's mixed with salt. This roasted garlic salt from Spicetopia, they're actually, it's kind of tacky, like actual garlic cloves, where you can tell that they've used garlic cloves, real cloves, smoked them, and infused that salt with the actual ingredient itself.
Huh.
Man, oh man.
That is really interesting. So where are they located?
They are located at 576 East Main Street, right down here in Ventura, right on the main drag. They do a lot of unique tastings as well. It's the third Saturday of each month, I believe. Follow their website. They do little food pairings that allow you to sample some of the ingredients. They have teas and herbs. Really cool shop. And again, it allows you to go in small quantities so that you're not buying a massive amount of an herb or a salt that you may not use in other recipes. You can get your small little dashes for each recipe itself.
Now, real quick, when you go in there, is there some type of an education that they give you with all these salts?
Yeah, Allie and Rob are very knowledgeable about all their products. You can ask them any question you want. They'll be able to give you. Actually, one of the cool things last Thanksgiving, I know we're running quick on time, but when I was doing my turkey brine, it called for a lot of kosher salt to create the brine. And the price of the kosher salt wasn't quite what I was looking for. So Rob gave me a good recommendation to split it. That's how I came in contact with the Murray River Flake. So we were able to get a real unique salt with a different kind of texture and flavor profile, partnered with the kosher. That way it wasn't overpowering in one style of salt, but it also wasn't too expensive.
Oh, that's, you should try that.
I will. Yeah. I mean, this just, my mind is going right now because Chef Tom, you know.
And I used the applewood smoked recently in a pork stew. So I actually put it down in the broth, let it melt down and stewed that pork, the pork butt cubes, and it really added a unique flavor. You got the woodsy smokiness.
Very
it comes
cool.
Out.
Wow.
I'm going to have to give you guys a list of what I can and cannot have.
But salt's not on your list,
salt is
right?
Not on there, but pork is.
Unfortunately.
Too bad.
We call that a Price is Right moment.
Yeah, we can eat pork.
All right, very
I love
cool.
pork. So how about you, Jason? Do you love pork?
I love pork.
So we're going to take caller number what for?
Let's go caller number 10 on this one. 650-1590.
This is fun.
Call, and what, do they go over to Spicetopia and pick it up? Are you going to give them the name?
We actually have it here in the shop, so we'll coordinate how they can get
it. Okay, coordinate how they can get it. Okay, excellent. You can try these different salts and then go over to Spicetopia and check it out. We're looking at like 12, 14 different salts here, and they all have different flavors. Very cool.
All right, well, we're going to go pay some bills. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.